Amazon Ring security cameras are now using facial recognition. They are calling it familiar faces. Whenever a person buys a cloud-based Amazon product, they are automatically brought into the Amazon Sidewalk network, which includes geospatial data that can track objects in the neighborhood without the need for its own network or GPS module. Amazon Ring security cameras have made a deal with Flock Safety, which will allow the police to more easily gain access to your home security cameras and your neighborhood Amazon Sidewalk network. Flock Safety's founder and CEO, Garrett Langley, whose name just coincidentally translates to Watchtower of the CIA, wants to rid the world of crime.
Crime. It's a complex problem that requires so many people to work together to solve it. And at Flock, it's our mission to eliminate it.
Flock was founded by Langley in 2017 and set their cameras up in a few test cities before the 2020 lockdown, during which setting up Flock cameras all over the nation was considered essential. By 2024, Flock's cameras have been installed across 42 states in over 4,000 cities. At least a third of their initial funding came from Palantir's co-founder, Peter Thiel's Thiel Capital. Peter Thiel is also co-founder of Founders Fund, who also invested in Flock Safety. Initialized Capital, another investor, was founded by former Palantir employee Gary Tan. Flock Safety, Amazon Ring, and Palantir, all working together to build the surveillance system that nobody asked for. Flock Safety cameras are being used by federal authorities, such as ICE. When this was discovered, the city of Evanston, Illinois, deactivated and terminated their contract. But Flock Safety then reinstalled the cameras on their own dime, and the city is now finding it difficult to get rid of them. Starting in October of 2024, dflock.me provides a public map of automated license plate reader cameras, which are primarily made by Flock Safety. The project is open source and data is voluntarily submitted by the public. DFLOC's goal is to promote transparency and provide knowledge about the surveillance infrastructure being quietly built around us. But Watchtower of the CIA, Garrett Langley, says that DFLOC is a terrorist organization.
Unfortunately, there's terroristic organizations like DFLOC whose primary motivation is chaos. They are closer to Antifa than they are anything else.
Ben Jordan on YouTube has demonstrated how easily these Flock cameras are to hack into. There is practically no security, and they were able to connect to these cameras within seconds by simply pressing a button on the back in a specific sequence. They were able to take full control of these cameras.
First thing you're going to want to do is go ahead and press the button to turn on that police camera. Then press the button on the back a number of times I can't disclose in this video. There she is, the Flock wireless access point. Go on and connect. Send a command to enable ADB, connect. And now you can connect to the Flock Safety device and access its data. Or install whatever the hell you want on it.
The longest part actually is waiting for the hotspot to turn on. But realistically, in about 5 seconds. And in fact, with the compute box, you don't need to hit the buttons because the USB-C ports are exposed. So you can just plug in a rubber ducky and then walk away.
A rubber ducky, sometimes referred to as a bad USB, is a USB drive that a computer or device detects as a USB keyboard and then executes scripts called payloads. One can make a device like this for as little as $5. This quite literally raises the limit of how one could use Flock Safety devices to their imagination. You can clone or decompile the apps. You could send the video stream data to a remote server. You could use it as a botnet client for malware. You could have it capture Wi-Fi handshake credentials and do middleman or honeypot attacks, or replace or modify captured footage or images.
Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.